Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello and welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz and I've got Tina Nunziato sitting right here by my side. Hello, Tina.
Hello, Dr. Cruz.
So we are back again for another podcast and hope that you have gotten back on board with us with the podcast. Those of you that are new to the podcast, we welcome you and we thank you for taking time out to listen to us. And if you haven't checked out our other podcasts, we have a library of over 250. Is that right, Tina?
We're getting pretty close.
Yeah, pretty close to 250. So I thought, I heard a comment this week and I told Tina, I was like, we should podcast about this because I was doing procedures and we just started talking. I mean, we just talk about all kinds of stuff, but we were talking about food, and there was food in the lunchroom. Someone had brought in food, and there was a really awesome salad and some really nice vegetables back there. And
well, that's nice for a change.
It is nice for a change, right? But we were talking about it, and then I asked the anesthesia provider, I was like, oh, did you get some of those vegetables? His response was, I don't eat vegetables. I'm not a rabbit.
Not the first time we've heard that.
It's not the first time we've heard that. And I remember when we started this journey many years ago, I remember that as Tina and I started, you know, our diet started to change. We started transitioning our diet because of everything we were learning. I mean, we were like, okay, we're going to make some changes. And my lunch, you know, up to that point, I thought that I had healthy lunches, mm-hmm. but we made some major changes. And so I was taking more vegetables in my lunch, and I'd take like cucumbers with hummus and carrot sticks. And I just remember being teased by some of the people at the endoscopy center.
By everyone.
Okay. Yeah. I guess by everyone.
Teased by everyone.
I was constantly being asked, what are you, a rabbit? You know, and so I just find it interesting and have found it interesting through the years that in some people's minds, vegetables, you know, salads, things like that are considered rabbit food. I mean, I know that rabbits eat. I know that they like eating that
it's
stuff.
It's funny that we feed our pets healthier than we feed ourselves.
I know, right? Yeah. It is true. It is true. But no, you know, actually, it's not rabbit food. I mean, you can feed it to rabbits, I guess, but it's actually live food. And actually, the anesthesia provider in the same sentence said, well, I guess I'm teaching my five-year-old bad habits. He's picking them up and he goes,
so he knows that it's bad.
So he knows. Yeah. So he knows. Yeah. I mean, look, here's the thing. Those vegetables, the greens, okay, they're what bring life to our bodies, all right? And we've talked about this in the past, and we'll continue to talk about this. And, you know, the American diet, the standard American diet, which consists of so much processed food, you know, the junk food, all that stuff is dead. There's no life in that food. And if there's no life in that food, how can it bring life to your body? I mean, some of it may taste good in the mouth, but once it actually gets, you know, you chew it up and swallow it, and once it's down the chute, there's really not going to be much of any nutrition or nutrients that you're going to get from that food. And there's no life to it. Okay, the greens, the vegetables, the colorful vegetables, that's what brings life to our bodies, to our cells. And when you have healthy cells, then you can build healthy tissue and healthy organs and have a healthy body.
Well, it's that concept of eating living things.
Exactly.
Right, as opposed to dead things. Mm-hmm. So, you know, every processed food you eat, everything that comes in a bag, box, or can is dead.
Right.
Right, and so that's not bringing you life energy. So the idea of eating living food, that's what gives your cells life,
right.
Energy, right?
That's right.
Living energy. So, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? not brain cramping.
It's no surprise.
It's no surprise. Thank you, Dr. Cruz. It's no surprise that people who tend to be on the standard American diet and eat a lot of processed foods and dead foods feel tired and have low energy and gain weight and start having medical issues, mm-hmm. right? This should be no surprise to people. It's because it's not feeding the body what it needs to work properly. And so we have a towel that hangs in our kitchen that says, eat things that grow, because that's living food.
That's right. Right. And you know, the thing is that when people are in their younger years, all right, they don't feel sick, okay? They may be eating processed food, junk food, you know, food that doesn't bring life to their bodies, and they may feel fine. The problem is that over the course of time, that is going to eventually catch up, because you can only continue to feed your body junk processed food for so long, okay? Because your body is basically starving for nutrients. How can your body build healthy organs, healthy tissue? How can it be healthy and when you're not feeding it healthy stuff? So your body will compensate, and your body will take the abuse, so to speak, okay? You can continue to eat junk food, processed food, sugary foods that are not giving life to your body, and you may feel fine, but eventually it's going to catch up, because your body can only take so much.
Right, yeah. Can I give a couple examples of this that happen in the body, when the body starts to deteriorate, right? So osteoporosis is a huge issue, mm-hmm. in this country, and people equate it to not eating enough dairy.
Right.
Okay. What osteoporosis really is basically eating a poor diet, eating a malnourished diet, and the body is meant to heal. The body is going to work really hard to give you what you need to function every day. You know, all this, like, thousands of chemical reactions happening in the body every day, thousands of things happening, minerals that are needed, vitamins that are needed to make your body work properly. And when you're not giving your body those nutrients, those vitamins, those minerals, the body has to get it from somewhere. And where does the body go? The first place it goes is the bone and the muscle. Mm-hmm. And it starts to reap, because they're so high in vitamins and minerals. And then we have osteoporosis, okay? And it's not go eat more dairy. It's start eating vegetables, right. Okay? And get off of the dairy, get off of the meat, get off of the processed foods, the highly acidic foods that's robbing the body,
right.
Basically.
Because the blood is so, it becomes acidic,
right.
From these foods. It's, you know, our body is so amazing that it's going to try to buffer that acidity. And how's it going to do that? It's going to pull, mm-hmm. It's going to pull the elements from wherever it can to try to buffer that.
That's right.
Okay, and so it's going to pull calcium.
That's right.
Out of the bones to try to neutralize the acidity.
That's right. Another example is enzymes, mm-hmm. in the stomach, right? So you're born with a certain amount of enzymes, okay? And the way to replenish those enzymes is through a healthy diet, lots of vegetables, right? But again, most of us don't eat a lot of vegetables. So what happens is that our body over time ends up pulling from the reserve. Okay. And the reserve eventually runs out.
Right.
And then we start having stomach issues, acid reflux, heartburn, pain, gas, bloating, all these things. Right. And we think, oh, I just need to take a PPI. No, you know, in someone who's really young, you know, because we see a lot of people in their 40s, 50s, and 60s coming in with acid issues all of a sudden. You know, they've been fine their whole life, and all, mm-hmm. of a sudden they're having acid issues. A lot of those people, that's happening because they're getting older, right? Not necessarily nutrient depletion. And in those people, sometimes if they're eating a really bad diet, we can get them to eat healthier, and it turns it around. A lot of times, though, by the time we get to those ages, supplementing with enzymes with meals is really important,
yeah.
Because we don't get them back. When we have a 20-year-old walking in the door and they have enzyme issues and they're already having acid reflux and heartburn and gas and bloating, that's when you're like, look, you should be able to turn your diet around and not have to be on enzymes. You should be able to continue to produce enzymes if you start changing what you're eating. And sure enough, we've seen it time and time again. You get these 20-year-olds, 22-year-olds eating real food again, living food, and they don't have their acid reflux anymore, and they don't need a PPI, and they don't need enzymes.
Right.
Right.
Well, and since you brought up PPI, let me just do a quick thing on the PPIs. So just in case you don't know, the PPIs are the proton pump inhibitors. So those are the medicines like Prilosec, omeprazole, Nexium, Protonix, Dexilan, those are, and lansoprazole or Prevacid, several of these which you can now buy over the counter, okay? But these are medicines that have been out for years. Omeprazole has been out, Prilosec, omeprazole, it's the same thing. It's been out for over 20, 30 years. And people have taken this like candy, and we as doctors have prescribed it
like candy.
Yeah. The problem is that it suppresses the production of acid in your stomach. And when you suppress the production of acid, you make it difficult for your stomach to digest protein.
Yeah, especially protein. So these people who are eating these high protein diets, mm-hmm. lots of meat, right? And then they get on PPIs, literally they're not digesting the food that they're eating.
That's right.
The food is literally rotting in their stomach. So
that's
a lot
right.
of people go on PPIs, they start to feel more gas, bloating. Yes, maybe the acid has gone away mm-hmm. and they don't feel the heartburn, but now we've got gas, bloating, constipation, diarrhea.
That's right. Oh, and by the way, now there's a ton of press on the fact that now we've discovered that these PPIs could have potential adverse side effects in the long run.
Right.
Now, we've known about the issue with bones.
Right.
You know, osteoporosis, osteopenia. But now there's concerns with patients or people who are taking these for a long time that it can affect the kidneys, the heart, the neurologic,
right.
the brain.
Yeah, they're saying dementia.
That there could be infections.
Right.
So, you know,
again,
they're not benign.
It's because we are malnourishing ourselves,
yeah.
right? It's that concept of you have to digest what you eat. And I don't care what you eat, whether you eat a good diet or a bad diet. If you're not breaking it down and you're not digesting it, you're not getting any benefit from that food at all. You're not feeding your cells at all. And the cells will reap. The cells constantly are cleansing. The cells are constantly rebuilding. And if you're not giving them what they need, they cannot rebuild in a healthy way. And so we're going to start having disease. We're going to start having organ issues because our cells aren't functioning properly because the cells aren't healthy.
That's right.
And it just, you know, when you get down to the cellular level with the body and how it works, it makes food seem so much more important.
Mm-hmm.
And where we don't think of it as being that important, it's, you know, today. It's just, oh, just feed yourself, you
right.
know, get full, you know.
Well, it's very much a social thing also. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, when you're going out and even at the house, you know, for us, it's very important to have the family together at dinner time. Okay. We all come together and it's like the one time in the day, the entire day that we know that we're going to sit and eat together. So it's a very social/emotional thing. You know, some people have grown up with certain things that is almost like a comfort food for them. So there's a lot that goes into it. But the bottom line is that you really are what you put in your mouth or what you're not putting in your mouth. And so the whole notion of being a rabbit or eating rabbit food, which to me, I just got a kick out of it. And it actually gave me an opportunity years ago and through the years to talk to people and share with them what it is that I'm eating and why I'm eating it. And, you know, so it's actually been opened up an opportunities to be able to share with others about the rabbit food.
That's right. Yeah. It's a constant educational
process. It absolutely is.
Process.
All right. Well, we are going to bring this podcast to a close unless you have anything else you want to say.
No, I think I've said enough.
Thank you so much for joining us, and we will catch you on the next podcast.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.